Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Do you find yourself saying, I will be happy one day when ... I definitely have said this in my life before. I remember chapters of my life being totally bananas and feeling like I couldn't wait to get through that crazy chapter of whatever was happening in my life. And guess what? I got through that. The biggest example I have is when I was a single mom going through college. And I remember just thinking, if I could only just get to graduation day, getting my degree, then my life is going to be rainbows and butterflies, and I will have arrived and I won't have any more problems. Because I thought, you know, I'll have a career then, I'll have a good amount of money, I'll have a professional career to where I can have a more comfortable life. And guess what happened? I got to that point and I was happy for a moment. I was really happy to have graduated from college, and that was amazing. But then I just turned, and probably within a few months or even a few weeks, it was like, okay, I'll be happy when ... and fill in the blank, something else caught my eye, and now I was chasing that carrot. By the way, if you're watching this on YouTube, please subscribe, hit the like button, and leave me a comment if you can relate to this. Maybe tell me, what do you feel like you will be happy when? What? Or something else in your life in the past. Maybe you felt like, oh, I'll be happy one day when I have a partner, or when I get married, or I find my person, or when I have a child, or when I'm making, you know, X amount of dollars. And guess what? You get to that point, and then there is another carrot that you're chasing, and you're always trying to chase happiness, trying to chase joy. If you are in that space, think about it. Do you know anyone? I can think of someone right off the top of my head, actually several people, but there's one person that really comes to mind for me that is a really good example of this lesson, that this guy is always chasing something and never feeling fulfilled. He has a beautiful family, and for as long as I've known him, he isn't happy with what he's got. He doesn't seem to be happy, at least from my perspective. Maybe he is, and I don't know it, but he sure doesn't seem like it. So, you know, I was having a really interesting conversation this week with one of my clients, and I've watched him just grow and change and shift so much over this past really like 2 months. He's been on a major journey. And it's interesting right now because I have so many men that I'm working with. I have more men that I'm working with this year in 2023 for the first time ever than women clients. And that is really powerful to me because I feel like men are really stepping up to vulnerability, to bringing down their walls, and to healing this year in 2023, which it happens to be a 7 universal year, which is all about healing and really facing your stuff and finally letting go. So I think it's so beautiful. But back to this client, you know, I've been watching him going on a journey, and I told him, I said, you get to choose whether you live in hell or heaven. And we started talking about that, how people create their own living hell based on where they're at in their mind and their heart. I believe that if you are living a life of fear, you're living in your own created hell, your own prison of pain And you do get to choose whether you break out of that and you break free from that. And you, on the flip side, go on a journey and heal. And going through that fire is hard. It is hard, that tunnel of fear of healing and growing and facing our stuff. But what's on the other side of it is you can create your own heaven on earth within your own four walls. You don't have to wait for the world to heal, for the world to get it, for the world to wake up. Because if you're waiting for the world to wake up and you're waiting to be happy, waiting to feel peace until the world wakes up, you're always going to be waiting because there's always going to be people that are not on the same page as you. And so the way that you can help the world wake up, it's flopped, it's backwards, right? The way that you really heal the world is by being the change you wish to see in the world. I think that Gandhi said that. That's like a famous quote of Gandhi is, be that change that you wish to see. And then you will start to contribute to the healing of the rest of the world waking up. If you can learn to be happy within your own four walls and create your own heaven, to be happy with what you have, to focus on the things you're grateful for, to laugh, to bake, to cook, to play games, to snuggle your family and your loves, and to be okay with who you are, not when something happens, not when you achieve something, but right here, right now. That is the key. That is the sweet spot. And that is how you contribute to truly being a part of the light of the world. But you could also choose to spend in the darkness. People make the mistake and think that dark is evil and light is good. But many people are spinning in darkness and they're good people. They're very good people. And they're spinning in their own created hell because of their own thoughts and their own fears and their own emotions that they are choosing to stay in. And we don't have to wait until we leave this planet to either be in a good place or a not good place. Our reality, our mind, and what we are living now is what matters. And so many times people are like, you know, they think, oh, the world is in chaos. Life sucks. Maybe they have a miserable viewpoint. People are bad. People are evil. Maybe they have that idea. And yeah, rightly so. You could believe that. You could believe that there is evil in the world because there is. But the vast majority of people are good. And which do you choose to focus on? Because if you're waiting for that handful of evil people to change, for you to find your joy, for you to find happiness and enjoy your journey on planet Earth and create your own heaven within your own life, then you're always going to be waiting. And your life is passing you by, and you're going to miss it. So don't be that person that is, I will be happy when, fill in the blank. Be that person that says, I am happy here and now. To me, fulfillment, true fulfillment, is focusing on the things you have, the things that you're grateful for. In true misery is focusing on things you don't have and that you wish you had. Because there's always going to be both. I was just talking to one of my girlfriends, one of my dear friends. Her daughter is, I think she is 19 or 20, 19 years old. And she just went on a trip, one of the mission trips to Africa. And wow, I just saw her on Memorial Day, they had a barbecue and I saw her and I'm looking into this 19-year-old girl's eyes and she had literally just flown in that day from this mission trip. And I saw her before she left. I saw her a day before she left to go on the trip. I was at my girlfriend's house. So I was lucky enough to see this young girl a day before she went on this life-changing trip to Africa. I think she was there for almost 2 weeks. And then I was able to see her the day she got back. And I will tell you, 100%, this girl came back awakened. She came back changed. She had this look in her eyes. And we're literally talking in the middle of this, you know, there's so many people there. There's music, there's kids playing and laughing and running. And there's a lot of stuff going on around us at this party. And she had just walked in from being on this life-changing trip. And I said, how was it? What was it like? And she started to tell me, and literally I had tuned into her. And as I plugged into her and her energy and honed in on what she was feeling, I was so overwhelmed with love, with emotion. I wanted to truly just start crying there in the middle of the party because of how profound that experience was for her. And I could see it in her eyes. I could feel it being in her presence. And the fact that she's a 19-year-old girl and she was able to go and get it, to have that moment of perspective shifting, it just made me think. It was so powerful. And it just made me think about all the people. You know, she's 19, but all the people who are 50, who are 60, who are 70, who are 80, and they're miserable because they're focusing on things that they don't have. And she just came home and is like, wow, wow. We are so spoiled. We have so much because of what she had just experienced. She now is looking at life through that lens. And she was so overwhelmed with love, of the joy exuding from these children. She's one of many that I have talked to that have gone on a mission trip to a third world country. And so many of them come home just bursting with love because it is so, I don't even know the word for it. It literally just reaches in and touches you so deeply. The joy that these children and people exude that from a material standpoint have nothing. What a beautiful, beautiful lesson for her to learn at such a young age, but for her to also bring back to me, to us, to all of us. This is a gift from those children. That joy, she brought it back and she handed it to us at that party, the people that were gathered around her wanting to hear. And I'm giving it to you. I'm passing it on to you today for you to shift your perspective into what you have instead of what you don't have. And this week, I encourage you to create your heaven. You don't have to wait for heaven for one day. Find it now. And if you have been in a prison of pain, you get to choose. You can be free at any moment. You get to break free. If you need help with that, reach out to me. I'm here. I would love to help you. I would love to go on a journey with you and support you, whether it's in one-on-one coaching or in my Awaken group. It's a beautiful tribe that we learn, grow, and progress together. We awaken together. And I named it that because that's what we are doing. That is the journey. And that is the answer to all healing and to all progression, is to awaken to really who we are, because we have bought into an illusion that just isn't true. We tell ourselves we're nothing special. We tell ourselves that we're a victim of our circumstances? And we're not. You are a powerful, magical, omnipotent spiritual being here having a human experience. And that might sound all great and rosy, and you're like, well, that's great, Jen. But what do I do with that? Well, I'll show you. I will show you how to use your power to create a life beyond your wildest dreams. So if there's anything you want in your life and you don't have it, reach out to me, because I will help you know whether it's a fit for the Awaken group or whether it's a fit for us to go on a one-on-one coaching journey. So DM me, message me, go to awaken.com, sign up for the group, or you can go to jensuliafu.com and reach out to me for one-on-one coaching. All of that information will be in the show notes, but much love to you all. Share this episode with someone that you feel like might enjoy this information. Maybe they're a like-minded soul. So much love to you all. Have a fabulous week and bye for now. Mwah!
Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.